This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean state media reported Sunday that Pyongyang has decided to take war deterrence measures a day before Seoul and Washington begin their largest joint military drills in 5 years. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The official Korean Central News Agency said the decision was made at a meeting of the ruling party's military commission presided over by leader Kim Jong-un. It said the move was aimed at coping with the present situation, but did not elaborate on the measures. South Korea and the United States are scheduled to start the so-called Freedom Shield exercises on Monday. The exercises are expected to focus on the changing security environment due to North Korea's aggression. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Australia believes that because of its mutual ties with China and the United States, it could help ease the tensions between the two, the world's superpowers. But as VOA's Phil Mercer reports, there's another pact that could also push China further away from mediation.
In 2021, Australia, the United States, and Britain signed the Trilateral AUKUS Alliance. Details of the accords, including Australia's acquisition of nuclear-powered submarines, are expected when the leaders of the three countries meet in San Diego, California, early next week. China has criticized the AUKUS pact. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it would stir up an arms race and undermine peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
British military officials say Russian forces made progress in their campaign to capture the city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, the focus of the world's war's longest ground battle. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced the death toll in last month's massive earthquake has now risen to roughly 48,000 people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The head of Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency said the people who died included over 6,000 foreigners, with Syrian nationals accounting for the largest share. The February 6th quake affected 11 Turkish provinces and parts of neighboring Syria. The United Nations has estimated Syria's death toll at 6,000. At least 230,000 buildings were destroyed or badly damaged in Turkey. Experts have pointed at lax building code enforcement as a major reason why the earthquake was so deadly. I'm Karen Chamas.
Since Peru's first death in mid-December, following the dramatic December 7th ouster of the leftist president, Pedro Castillo, prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the deaths of some of the people killed during clashes with security forces, a total of 49. Family members of the victims have joined together, getting legal support and forming an association to spur authorities to action.
Brian had come into town with his mother, 9-year-old younger brother, and pregnant older sister to visit the doctor when he asked to split up to go to an internet cafe. He was then caught up in the protests. Security camera footage obtained by Reuters shows the moment he was shot, identifiable by his distinctive red and black sweatshirt. Brian died of his wounds 3 days later. His autopsy later showed he had a fractured skull and died from head trauma caused by a firearm projectile. Prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the death of some of the people killed during clashes with security forces.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Skirmishes between violent protesters and police marked a march in Paris on Saturday as France faced the seventh day of demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform plans. About 368,000 protesters took to the streets across France, while the CGT union had claimed a nationwide turnout of more than 1 million people. In Paris, 48,000 protesters joined the march. Protesters torched trash bins, threw projectiles, lit up firecrackers, and tried setting up barricades, prompting riot police to disperse crowds with tear gas. Four crew members aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down off Florida's coast on Saturday, returning safely from a five-month science mission on the International Space Station. The capsule, dubbed Endurance, parachuted into waters off the coast of Tampa just after 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.